This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Lucy Wong. Have you ever left the theater after watching a Batman or Superman movie feeling like you wanted to be a better person? If so, you're not alone. Research finds that superheroes may be more than just entertaining. They can also influence people to do good deeds.
So there has been research that's looked at the motivational function of heroes, and we were thinking that they're supposed to help kind of set guidelines or be exemplars for moral or virtuous behaviors that people should emulate.
Daryl Von Togren, an associate professor of psychology at Hope College in Michigan. To see if superheroes can inspire people to be more altruistic or act pro-socially, the researchers asked participants to enter a room with either a Superman poster or a poster of a bicycle on the wall. The volunteers were then asked to describe the items in the room and then fill out a questionnaire.
And really, what we wanted them to think was that was the end of the study.
But it wasn't.
They handed in their survey, and the research assistant, you know, the experimenter said, "Great, thank you for your time. You know, this only took 10 minutes, but you did sign up for a 30-minute time slot, so you've got 20 additional minutes. We're pilot testing this new study that's in development. So you wouldn't be getting any credit, but it would really help the professor if you volunteered."
The researchers even emphasized that the task was tedious and boring, and yet
participants who were in the room with the superhero poster, they were more likely to help than those who were in the room with the bicycle poster. So they were more likely to say, "Yes, I'll help."
The study is in the journal Frontiers in Psychology. Part of the reason why Von Togren thinks that the fictional superheroes elicit pro-social behavior is because their altruism feels safe to us.
Now, most people want to be moral. Most people want to be altruistic. And so where heroes come in is they're not close to us. They're kind of this abstract ideal. And so in that way, we were thinking they probably wouldn't be threatening because they don't actually represent somebody we could actually live up to. So they can be a goal toward which we try to orient our behavior and live up to without being threatening because they're not real.
So next time you exit the theater after a superhero movie, don't be surprised if you're a little bit more heroic yourself. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Lucy Wong.